Fallout from the college admissions scandal continues. Actress Lori Loughlin has been dropped from the TV program Garage Sale Mysteries, and her daughter has lost a sponsorship with the Sephora cosmetics chain. What do legit college prep companies, meanwhile, have to say about the admissions cheating and bribery scandal that's ensnared these elite schools and some wealthy parents? We're joined now by David Dillard, president of KD College Prep in the Dallas area. David, how do you see it?
Obviously, another example of corruption. We see it in every level of society. College admissions is no exception, but this one was quite complex, well thought out, well funded, a crook at the highest level.
You suspect that stuff like this had been going on, or you knew it was going on?
Not this sophisticated. We all know of anecdotal stories of someone going in and taking a test for somebody, yeah. But there have been cheating scandals in the news in the past few years. They've tightened up the security measures for testing where you have to submit a photo and it comes through the counseling office, and they've tightened it up, but it's still susceptible to somebody taking a bribe to make exceptions and do things like that. This one was much more elaborate because they had even paid people to change answers and take it to a much higher level.
These types of scandals, I presume, hurt legit prep shops like yours.
Well, he was not an educational counselor. He was a fixer. This is somebody that did not work within the system. It was somebody that was trying to break the system. An educational counselor of any measure is not promising to get someone into a particular school. What they're trying to do is find the best fit for an individual. And so we are surveying the student and the parent to understand their goals and ambitions and their abilities and accomplishments, and then trying to find the best match. If you put a student on a campus just because they've always dreamed to be there, or mom and dad, graduated from there and think that this is the only school that exists, they're likely to get there and be extremely miserable if they're not prepared for the rigor, and if they don't really qualify. So that's the wrong way to approach the problem, by looking at the U.S. News and World Report list and saying, I have to go to that school.
We're speaking with David Dillard. He's the president of KD College Prep, based in the Dallas area. We're talking about this college admissions cheating scandal. Do you get the sense, though, that parents are crazier than ever about this type of stuff?
Yes, I think that society has put a lot of pressure on people to think they have to aspire to somebody else's ambitions, somebody else's goals. And that's why we start from scratch and say, don't pay attention to what other people think. Let's talk about what you're trying to accomplish. Let's talk about where your passions lie. Let's find something that fits you. Is that message always taken in good standing? No. You still have people that think they need bragging rights. Well, sometimes it's the student, oftentimes it's the parent. And sometimes you can't alter that.
How do you talk to parents or the students, perhaps, who say, I got to get Stanford or Princeton because I'm not going to do as well if I go to Old State U?
What we try to do is say, okay, what are you expecting to get out of Stanford? What are the qualities? What are the opportunities? What would you accomplish there? And then we can start saying, okay, is Stanford the only place in the world that happens? Well, actually, no, it's not. Actually, it may not even be the best fit for that student. But we start to give them alternatives and say, you're going to have to hedge your bet. You're going to have a balanced list in order to apply to, because you can be perfect at a place like Stanford and still be denied because they have enough of what you offer already.
Yeah.
And so it's a dangerous way to approach the problem, by saying this is the only place that I can accomplish my goals or be happy.
Thanks, David. David Dillard, president of KD College Prep in the Dallas area.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.